Today is Wednesday, May 20th. All 50 states have eased stay-at-home restrictions, but what's been happening with the number of new COVID-19 cases? We'll break down the latest data and explain why there are some questions now about how states are tracking and reporting the numbers. Plus, there's a new way to shop on social media. Spotify makes a major move that has nothing to do with music, and women CEOs break a record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As of today, all 50 states are in some phase of reopening. Connecticut is the latest state to lift restrictions. Starting today, it's letting people dine at an outdoor restaurant or go into a retail shop. Just yesterday, Ohio's governor said he was lifting the state's stay-at-home order. He replaced it with an advisory, which encourages people to stay home. And in New York, a region near Albany will start its first phase of economic reopening today. And while changes are happening everywhere, the decisions still aren't easy. Health experts say some states aren't ready to reopen, but economists say they can't afford not to. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows, as of yesterday, at least 17 states have recorded an increase in the number of new COVID-19 cases. In fact, over the past week, those 17 states saw their daily cases rise on average by at least 10%. On the flip side, 16 states saw the number of new cases drop by more than 10%. But so far, it's not clear if the difference is because of guidelines or testing capacities or perhaps personal behaviors. Researchers have said it can take weeks to know how behavior patterns affect public health. In the meantime, if you want to see the trends in your area, we did post a link to a state-by-state breakdown in today's show notes. Overall, more than 1.5 million people have now tested positive for COVID-19 in the U.S., and about 92,000 Americans have died from it. Well, some public health officials are worried states are giving a false impression the virus is more under control than it actually is. Right now, there's no federal testing standard. Instead, states are responsible for their own COVID-19 testing. So the AP says that means different states are tracking and reporting data differently. For example, in Virginia, Texas, and Vermont, officials have been combining the results of viral tests and antibody tests. Remember, in perfect conditions, the viral tests show an active infection, while antibody tests show a past infection. Well, public health experts say by bringing those two together, testing totals can look pretty impressive, but they don't always give a true picture of how the virus is spreading today. Then there's Georgia, one of the first states to ease up on lockdowns. Their officials published a graph showing daily COVID-19 cases declining. But here's the catch. They weren't actually arranged in chronological order. The dates were jumbled in a way that shows the number of cases going down. So if you didn't pay close attention to the mixed up dates on the graph, you might have thought things were getting better over time when really they weren't. Still, Georgia's governor says he was not trying to deceive the public. His office apologized and the graph was taken off the state's website. There's also new controversy coming out of Florida. A data scientist there says she was fired for refusing to manipulate data. She was in charge of the state's coronavirus information portal, and she says supervisors told her they needed to drum up support for the state's reopening. But she says she didn't want to censor records, so she was let go. The Florida governor's office, though, told the Tampa Bay Times in a statement that was not the reason, and a lot more went into the decision to fire her. Looks like the United States will stay closed. The CDC director is expanding a public health order that basically seals the country's borders to unauthorized migrants. That includes people seeking asylum. So those are the people who say their lives are at risk in their home countries. CBS News says it may also include children who try to cross the border on their own. This same public health order started as a 30-day policy back in March. Then in April, it was extended for another month, and now there's no end date. It's just until further notice. Under the order, authorities have been quickly removing most people who cross the border without proper documentation. They get sent to Mexico, Canada, or their home countries, which are often in Central America. The Trump administration says the policy is critical to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among migrants in detention centers and within the U.S. overall. But some human rights advocates say the U.S. is using health as an excuse to deny people their rights. America's top financial leaders made it clear. They think the worst is yet to come for the U.S. economy. Yet they don't agree on everything. Both Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell spoke with lawmakers on the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Mnuchin said get ready for even more job losses in the next month, although he also said to expect improvements in the second half of the year as businesses get back to full capacity. He's taking more of a wait-and-see approach before asking Congress for more federal aid. But the Fed chairman's timeline was a bit different. Powell said it's not just about restarting businesses, it's about getting people feeling safe and comfortable enough to spend money. Powell says that probably will not happen until a vaccine is widely available, and he thinks lawmakers in Congress need to act now to approve more economic relief. As of right now, though, there's not a lot of progress on that front. House Democrats did pass a new $3 trillion stimulus bill on Friday. It was built around aid for local governments and more direct payments to Americans. But it likely will not pass the Senate. In fact, President Trump has called it dead on arrival. Why? Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they want to take a look at what's already worked and not worked and go from there. They don't seem to be in a hurry. Right now, Politico reports Senate Republicans have no plans to unveil an alternative relief bill. Stay tuned. Well, thousands of people are having to evacuate their homes in central Michigan because of potentially catastrophic flooding. Two river dams broke last night about 140 miles north of Detroit. Now Michigan's governor says the town of Midland could be under 9 feet of water as soon as today. About 10,000 people are under evacuation orders. And keep in mind, some people will have to go into a shelter during a pandemic. So the governor is telling people to do their best to wear face masks. So far, no reports of anyone hurt. Expect new developments later today. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Netgear. Some home Wi-Fi can struggle to keep up with all the streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling happening right now, especially if it's all at once. If this sounds familiar, it sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. And that means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. Get ready to go shopping on Facebook. The social network just launched a new feature called Shops, and it's meant to help businesses during this coronavirus pandemic and, of course, bring in some extra cash for Facebook, too. It basically lets businesses turn their existing Facebook page and Instagram profile into online storefronts, going even further than other shoppable features on the apps. Shops will allow customers to just click a tab and then browse and buy items. It's being rolled out now. TechCrunch reports Facebook does plan to take small fees from the virtual shops, but the real money for Facebook will come from extra advertising, since these new shops can be featured in paid ads as well. Walmart says it will discontinue Jet.com. That's the online-only marketplace meant to compete with Amazon. Walmart acquired Jet for $3 billion a few years ago, but it apparently did not work out. Walmart tried to stay positive about it, though, saying it's getting rid of Jet.com since Walmart.com is doing well on its own. Meanwhile, it's worse news for fans and employees of Pier 1 Imports. The home goods store is permanently closing all 540 of its locations. It filed for bankruptcy protection earlier this year, hoping to find a buyer, but then the new coronavirus happened. Now it's going out of business altogether. And here's one more thing going away for good. Johnson & Johnson will stop selling its talc-based baby powder. But it's less about the pandemic and more about its legal troubles. The product was once a household staple, but in recent years, thousands of Johnson & Johnson customers have taken the company to court, claiming the powder gave them cancer. From now on, the company will sell only corn-based baby powder. One of the most popular podcasts in the world is moving exclusively to Spotify. No, we're not talking about the newsworthy. Spotify is getting the Joe Rogan Experience on September 1st. New episodes and the old episode archive will still be free, but only on Spotify. So at some point before the end of the year, the podcast and its video will disappear everywhere else. As of last year, comedian Joe Rogan's podcast was getting downloaded about 190 million times a month. It's yet another big podcast-related purchase for Spotify, showing the platform is spending a lot of money to try and make a name for itself outside of just music. If you're looking for new shows to watch, you can now get three popular streaming services for one lower-than-usual price. Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus are offering unlimited streaming for $13 a month total. That saves you about 25% compared to paying for each one individually. Of course, the bundle is an option because Disney is the parent company of all three streaming services. No word yet on whether this bundle is here to stay or will be a limited-time option. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today's Work Wednesday is brought to you by Power Moves. It's a career book that was just released from the founder of Career Contessa and a friend of mine, Lauren McGoodwin. Power Moves teaches women how they can pivot, reboot, and build a career of purpose on their terms. And right now, it's needed more than ever. It includes actionable worksheets, interviews, and tools you can use now and in the future. Just go to powermovesbook.com. So today, we're talking about how a record number of women are running some of America's largest corporations. ABC News reports 37 companies on this year's Fortune 500 list are led by women. And that's up from 33 last year and only 2 20 years ago. The gradual climb is encouraging, but of course, there's still a long way to go before women are equally represented. They still run only about 7% of the businesses on the Fortune 500 list. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to take a screenshot of the episode and post it to social media like Instagram and tag me. I love to see that you're listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode notes in your app or over at thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll catch you up on more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.